Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On today's call, we're going to talk about small things become bigger opportunities. Have you ever heard or said, despise not the day of small beginnings? I've heard that phrase uttered by people who were lost as a goose in a blizzard. They'd be amazed to know they were quoting the Bible.
That's right. It's in Zechariah 4:10. Zechariah 4:10 in the New Living Translation says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." The Jews had just returned from exile in Babylon and were working to rebuild the temple. Zerubbabel was the governor and in charge of the project. The people who remembered the former glory of the Temple of Solomon, were in despair over the seemingly insignificant replacement of this new structure. That's when the prophet Zechariah received a word from the Lord. Zechariah 4:10 said, "For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth." You know, child of God, this applies to our finances as well. The temple they rebuilt would be the one that Jesus entered when he came to earth. It was not without its significance. Of course, they did not see it, and sometimes we don't see the significance of things that are coming.
That's true.
And way too many people don't save money because they think, well, they have to have a large amount to make an impact. Do not become hesitant or discouraged if the amount of money that you can put away each month is seemingly insignificant in your eyes.
You know, because it's important to start where you are with what you got.
There you go.
Although I don't remember the source, some years ago, I read a story about a pastor who never made more than $8,000 a year. But at age 80, he had an estate valued at $1.6 million.
Oh, wow.
How did he do it? As we said a few days ago, he did it by what Albert Einstein called compound interest, the greatest invention of all. Compound interest is the fertilizer of tiny seeds that you save. Let me say that again. It's not important that you start where you are. It's important that you start where you are with what you got and then let God do the rest. Zechariah 4:10 in the New Century Version. The people should not think that small beginnings are unimportant. Napoleon Hill, the speechwriter and author of Think and Grow Rich, once said, "If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way." Sometimes when small things are properly managed, they can bring an amazing reward.
That is true. In Luke 16:10 in the Message Bible says, God sees behind appearances. It says Jesus went on to make these comments. If you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're crooked in small things, you'll be crooked in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? No worker can serve two bosses. He'll either hate the one and love the second, or adore the first and despise the second. You can't serve both God and the bank. For a moment, let's focus on the part of the verse that says, if you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things.
You know, honey, I remember a trip to McDonald's with our oldest daughter, our Princess Abby, the mother of the three sweetest grandsugars in all the world. The young man at the one drive-through window handed me the change, which was supposed to be $3.87. But when I felt the new dollar bills, I also knew there was more than $3 in my hand. He'd given me four. The young man had closed the drive-through window because we were experiencing the coldest day of the year up to that point. I remember that. So I blew the horn. He looked at me as if I was going to complicate his day. When I handed the young man back a dollar, telling him he'd given me too much change, The look shifted to one of unbelief and deep appreciation. As I drove off, our daughter Abby said, "Daddy, you're a good man." That $1 was a small thing, but I'm constantly anticipating bigger things in God.
And look what it did for Abby.
Absolutely. Showing myself faithful and honest is not an option. It's based on who I am, who lives in me. Luke 6:10 in the Message Bible. If you're not honest to small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? How a person responds to menial tasks is most often a reflection of how they perform when given greater responsibilities. This principle reflects both in our personal and professional lives. There are folks who feel that performing certain tasks is beneath their dignity or skill set, not according to the Word of God. You and I must show ourselves faithful where we are if we want to receive the greater opportunities and rewards.
You know, plus, when we are faithful in small things, we get to have a good time with the Lord. Matthew 25:21, New Century Version says, "The master answered, 'You did well. You are a good and loyal servant.'" Wow, who wouldn't love to hear that?
Amen.
"Because you were loyal with small things, I will let you care for much greater things. Come and share my joy with me." That's something to just...
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Our attitude and ability in handling small things will allow us to share the joy of the Lord. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And it's worth the price. You know, we always have the knowledge and confidence in knowing that when we've handled running the small city well, then he's going to allow us to rule 10 cities. Isn't that what the scripture says in Luke 19:17?
Yes.
Also in the New Century Version, Luke 19:70 says, "The king said to the servant, 'Excellent, you are a good servant. Since I can trust you with small things, I will let you rule over 10 of my cities.'" Wow.
You know, honey, on a side and perhaps humorous note, I realize the scripture doesn't say which 10 cities. Huh. But if I get to choose,
All right.
I'd pick Jerusalem, Israel, Key West, Florida, Edwards, Colorado, Diamond Head, Honolulu, Lucerne, Switzerland, Alexandria, Egypt, LaGrange, North Carolina, where we live, Seattle, Washington, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Fort Worth, Texas.
So back to real serious stuff here. Just kidding. You never need to think that what you do is insignificant or not noteworthy. Sometimes the smallest things can make the biggest difference. When we do the best we can with what we've got, God notices and he also remembers. Think about the story of Tabitha found in Acts 9:36-42. Acts 9:36-42, this is the New Living Translation. "There was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha," which in the Greek is Dorcas. "She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time, she became ill and died. Her body was washed for burial and laid in an upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby in Lydia. So they sent two men to beg him, 'Please come as soon as possible.' So Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes Dorcas had made for them. But Peter asked them all to leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, 'Get up, Tabitha.' And she opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called to the widows and the believers, and he presented her to them alive. All this woman had really done was make clothes and blankets for poor people and friends. Some would consider this a small thing, but not to those whom she blessed or Peter, and most certainly not to God." Hallelujah. If we can show ourselves faithful where we are right now, doing the small things, well, that is the key to our future greater success.
So true. Ecclesiastes 7:8, Message Bible. "Endings are better than beginnings. Sticking to it is better than standing out." There's much wisdom in this verse. An employee who's sticking to it actually sticks out when it comes time for an employer looking for someone to promote. When we're faithful in small things, when we don't despise small beginnings, then we have the assurance found in Job 8:7 in today's international version. It says, your beginnings will seem humble, so prosperous will be your future. I think that verse in the New Century Version says, your future will be even brighter than your past.
That's right.
So just remember, it's not where you're at. It's where you're going. Despise not the small things. Doing the small thing well, just remember it'll lead to a greater opportunity.
And what we do today is what we harvest tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So the things that we choose to do, you know, it is never good to procrastinate, because when we're sowing the seeds of faithfulness and doing what God wants us to do today, even if it's working in the nursery at church, even if it's cleaning the bathrooms, getting ready for a church service, the point is, the things that we sow in our lives today will reap greater benefits to tomorrow.
You know, honey, I'm reminded of the quote by Mother Teresa, who said, be faithful in small things, because it is in them that your strength lies.
That's a very interesting quote.
It really
That'd
is.
That'd be one to kind of study.
Yep, no doubt about
it. But God talks about the small things, because everybody in life starts out small. When we're born, we're small, but we learn and we grow, and that way our future is bright when
Absolutely.
We base it on the Word of God.
Speaking of the Word of God.
Yes.
Tonight
at 6.
Rich Thoughts TV.
That's right.
We're excited about it. It used to be called Sunday Night Live, but now it's called Rich Thoughts TV.
Yes, because our broadcast is being taped and it's put on the TV station. So
yeah,
but we're on Thursday night, so we have to, can't call it Sunday night anymore.
That's true.
But it's still going to be the same great stuff. Lots of goodies, lots of scripture.
Absolutely.
And we pray
6 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in.
You can watch it by going to Facebook at Brother Harold, or you can go to our website, haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Bev Sunday night. There's outlines in both locations.
Yes.
And it'll be a blessing to you. So make plans to join us tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, and every morning.
Yes.
At 8:30 Eastern. Hallelujah. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Sow a Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, and tonight,
that's right,
at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Happy trails.
And
keep thinking
rich thoughts. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.